there is a fallacy that certain people are constantly trying to indoctrinate people with. The fallacy that living things have evolved. Just seeing living things, each of which has its own superior engineering structure, will enable you to grasp the invalidity of the theory of evolution, which is based solely on coincidences. But what good will that do to you? Seeing the invalidity of the theory of evolution will show you how irrational and hollow all efforts to deny creation really are, and how they can never bear fruit. The second thing you will gain from discovering how things are created around you is that you will begin to delight in all the beauties presented to you. Your life will beautify and have meaning as you see the perfection in things around you. With the acquisition of this perspective, the details you have seen all around you, but have never much thought about, will cease to be ordinary, and will come to represent a source of enormous joy and excitement. Beyond all these things, one single living thing whose creation you have learned and reflected upon will gain you something else, something incomparably more valuable than anything else in the world. When you learn that there is a flawless mechanical structure in the woodpecker's head, you will actually be looking at a great and highly significant truth. There is a hidden mind in the body of this creature. There is a flawlessness and perfection that the human mind can never attain through knowledge and experience. Each component contains such complex structures and systems that it has taken human beings thousands of years of accumulated technology and knowledge to unravel their secrets, let alone to make anything in any way comparable. Moreover, there are countless miracles in life that have still not been discovered with present-day science and technology. As a result, the more we discover these perfect examples of creation in living things, the more we will realize the indisputable existence of Allah, and the better knowledge we will have of His infinite might and sublime names. This reality will permit one to readjust the life he is leading in this world towards the infinite life of the hereafter. So long as people turn their eyes toward the hereafter, and believe in Allah, and seek to please Him, they are promised paradise with all its matchless beauties and unending blessings. The life in the hereafter will not be 100 years, 1,000, or 1,000,000 years. It will be eternal. There, infinite beauties and blessings will be showered upon the believers, and everything a person desires will be his for all time. Most important of all, the greatest reward awaiting the believers there is the approval of our Lord. A little reflection on just one living thing will enable us to grasp this enormous truth and to obtain this wondrous reward by readjusting our lives in the light of these facts. Understanding this truth while still in the life of this world brings with it endless benefits. Failure to comprehend it, or ignoring it out of arrogance, will spell the beginning of a terrible regret from which there can be no way back. Every self will taste death. You will be paid your wages in full on the day of rising. Anyone who is distanced from the fire and admitted to the garden has triumphed. The life of this world is just the enjoyment of delusion.